Okay. Any question? No question.
I was struck last time when you said the snow of Forat, like to put, I think, the ego in the snow of Forat. Is that what you were meaning?
Snow of fraud?
Forat.
Ah, Fira. 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 Snow of a Fira, yes, means the Zamharir, the coldness of being longed away from what you want to be, or you are expected, or you're better to be. About the Fira, we talked a lot, I believe. It has, which I, all the mics are on.
Oh, they're on?
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem with that. Firah means distance, means being away. That's one of the meanings. The other one is far, means difference, tafawut. Difference between what I am and what I'm supposed to be. What I'm supposed to be? You tell me, what I'm supposed to be? I'm supposed to join Ha. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's all we're explaining, that's all it is. Because being with Ha means you are all right, period. Doesn't matter how it is, right? That, we call it Vasya, connecting, right? Before that, you are far away from what? Again, not from have as some elusive meaning somewhere. From yourself being the best of you. That's the difference between me and the best of me, which is representing have. Right? How does it feel? Being far away. It feels chilly, cold, because that's the source of warmth, which is the essence of life. We say, keep it here. Not to warm it up, not to agitate all the potentials, because you haven't changed yet. What is the subject? Let's not forget the subject. Because if you go to these conversations, actually you could go to some bizarre branches. Specifically, he was talking about ego, nafs, right? And he was saying that this nafs, don't let it fool you if you look at it and your ego looks not too bad. Your ego is not that bad, they're explaining in this. I'm not like Pharaoh. Oh, yes, okay, I have a little bit of arrogance. He says, that's what I mean. The arrogance is there. But it's not little, it's sleepy. Because the instruments are not there. Because the field is not proper yet. If you take that ego to a warmer place, and for that warmer place he calls the sun of Baghdad, the sun, the light. The light will bring that ego alive. So you have to keep that ego distant from where you want it to go. If you want to make a cartoon, simplistic cartoon out of it, imagine me having two parts, okay? One part is the spiritual part, the other part is animal part, okay? This is my nafs, this is my ego, and this is me, they are like this, okay? If I take this closer to the light, what will happen? The animal one, which is the first one which was here, and has billions of years of experience and especially will get warmer before the other one could even start becoming warm. This is that awful situation. For a kid to understand it is, you will not join the light when you're like this. You join the light by this. You push this further away. You take yourself to two different parts. And this is what we are talking about. This is what the story is about. I have repeated myself. I hope you will never forget it. This is the story of the ego and the spirit. This is Moses and Pharaoh, and we are even witnessing argument, philosophic argument between them, right? In this session, we will say, do not bring that ego with you. Keep it in the distance, because you have to be different. And this is the difference we are looking at. For this one to gradually go down, for the other one to go up. Because everything should have a balance, right? This is how it works. That's what it means, the snow of Pharaoh, the chill of distance. Do you do? Any other question? Pity you remember, I told you, where are we? We are in the middle of Moses and Pharaoh. Means, you could imagine whatever we talk, you could imagine a fellow with a beard, with a stick, Charlton Heston maybe, I don't know which one have you seen, and a pharaoh, you runner, or a bat. And therefore you miss the point. We are talking about you. There is a duality in here. You should know that duality and differences. And when you think about yourself, you see your totality. You have to see the two part of it. Two part of it like a conjoined creature. But they are different. What is the difference? First difference that before starting even everything is that Pharaoh is here first. And Pharaoh is Pharaoh. It doesn't matter that it is the son of the Pharaoh or son of the Pharaoh. Is Pharaoh. Do you remember there are two Pharaohs? One Pharaoh is at the same age of Moses. They are kids, they play together. He becomes Pharaoh. So there was his father who was questioning the presence of Moses in his palace, remember? So Pharaoh is an old stuff, established stuff, not of Egypt, of me, here, right? That's my Pharaoh. Where is Moses? We are told, where is Moses? Moses is a spark of light in the dream of this Pharaoh. Means spirituality appears in me. Me the animal. Me at the age of adolescence maybe. I don't know what age, but it comes in my dream, right? What should I do? Oh, it's good. No, I don't like it. You know why? Because the day before, oh, I stole a chocolate. It was lovely. Today, with this silly stuff, I felt guilt. I don't like it. As simple as that. Pharaoh tries to stop the appearance of Moses. Why? It's quite clear. You could see it in babies. When there is a baby and there is a newborn, the older one suddenly will realize that, oh my God, now I have to share everything. And that's no good. This is how it reacts. We saw it. He explained it to us. Whenever you want to see it, you will go back and read it carefully. This is what he said. You should pay attention next time. How he said it. Paragraph by paragraph. Right? He explained that, okay, this is it. He will start to trick. I hope somebody will remember this and will pass it on. One of the tricky stuff that we passed and we didn't pay enough attention was the story of the tricks of Pharaoh. Do you remember? There was a serious stuff happening over there. Anyone? About the women or men, gathering men or gathering women. There was a confusion in this book, not in the Holy Book. Here, he changed something. Because he was not talking about the historical event of that fellow calling fellows. He was talking about your ego will gather logic, the logical stuff, women, this one, handmaidens. He will collect all of them, will imprison them in his palace, not to be able to have sex. Or join the other part, which is the man. Do you remember the man and a woman, Arab one? We talked that much. Let's not forget that, okay? So, he will trick the women. Even next day, here you hear the women, not the men. Okay, he will separate them, but it doesn't work. Why? Because it's not outside, it's happening within. It's happening in the palace. Because this Pharaoh doesn't know that the keeper of the values doesn't serve him really. He's a Jew and he's the father of Moses. He's the treasurer. Have you ever thought about that? Why not the guard? Not the bodyguard. A treasurer. Because the treasure is being kept by this man, and he will pass it on to the lady, to a special lady, who will wake him up with a kiss. Remember, we were talking about the dream, the light in that dream here. Again, the father of Moses is sleepy, he's dreaming. A kiss. He'll wake up. Moses is here. Then the ego will understand, no, this son of a gun is not going away. I'm going away.